Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to yet another episode of the Behind the Sports Show, the show where we talk about everything in and around the world of sports, not just the scores, but the stories, the culture, and the moments that really matter. So whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good story, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness, and I have to start this episode right here. College football is barreling towards us, and the AP Top 25 preseason list has been released. Your top five as follows: Texas, Penn State, Ohio State, Clemson, and Georgia at five. Then through six, we had Notre Dame, Oregon at seven, Alabama at eight, LSU at nine, and Miami at 10. Here's where I think they have it wrong. LSU at nine? I mean, Ole Miss, who's currently ranked 21, by the way, and a lot of people are hype on Ole Miss. Ole Miss finished higher in the SEC last year over LSU, and Alabama also finished over them. So, I mean, Alabama's right above them on this list, so I guess that's valid. But are we really ranking LSU in the top 10? I thought that was very interesting. Some other notable teams on this list: Michigan's at 14, SMU, and yes, I'm a little biased because former Mustang, but SMU making it back into the AP Top 25 preseason list at number 16. And you know, Texas, it's their first time being number one in a while. So kudos to Texas. We're going to see how this season plays out. It's going to be very interesting. If I had to pick a way too early pick going into this college season, I mean, I'm excited to see what Arch does. And I'm also excited to see what the Heisman list is going to look like. If you want more of my thoughts, you can go on Instagram and follow at Behind the Sports Show. I have tons of videos on my opinions on the AP list, the Heisman finalists, and other things surrounding college football and other sports as well. But today on this show, it is going to be so fun. Starting right here at the NFL, we're going to a producer who's worked on Hard Knocks, your favorite show. Yep. All right, stay tuned. More fun stuff up next on Behind the Sports.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Guys, our guests today are slam dunks, and this one is going to be really interesting. Going along with the BTS theme, we're pulling back the curtain on the people, or the person, the individual rather, who brings the NFL to life on your screen through one of the most popular, in my opinion, one of the best shows that captures the NFL's moments, Hard Knocks. I want to welcome in producer Kaylee Campen. Kaylee, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for being on the show. I have to give you your kudos because I'm always a big proponent for a woman in sports. Yes. But I mean, I have been studying you. You are phenomenal at what you do, but it runs in the family, and that's where I want to start, because football has always been in your blood. It's a tradition, if you will, in the Campen family because of your dad, James Campen, who was an offensive line coach. Before we get into the Hard Knocks stuff, talk to me about your own Hard Knocks reality with your dad being an O-line coach in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, people always ask how you got into this, and my answer is always like, well, I kind of grew up in it, and this is what I've known best my whole life. So yeah, I mean, I always say I'm a coach's kid. That's what I've grown up being a part of. Not athletic in any capacity, but love football and needed to find my own niche, and fell in love with storytelling and being able to just show the world who these athletes are, players and coaches off the field. And it's pretty neat because when I come into a team and I say, I understand your time's limited, I understand how grueling camp is, I understand the relationships, I truly do because I've lived it, I've seen it, I get it. So I feel like that's a comfort for teams, that I know I can relate to their world because I, you know, I've truly grown up in it my whole life.
Yeah, and then growing up in your own life, and before I get into my next question, I have to mention too, I think Hard Knocks is one of those things that people want to see, and that's something that I strive to do on the show, is showcasing these athletes more than just entertainment value because of their ability and their performance quality when they're on the field and when they're playing these high-level competitive games in the league, but showing, you know, the little bit, the human side of things. And I, but just Hard Knocks is something really, really good to watch. But I mean, you've been everywhere, from Dallas Cowboys training camp to Miami Dolphins sidelines, and even inside the AFC North locker room for HBO's first ever Hard Knocks in season featuring an entire division. That was something to watch. And I was listening to a podcast you did, and you were speaking on your experience and your time within the Browns camp. Talk to me about that, because during this time, you know, the Browns, they were struggling. And in that podcast, you mentioned how Hard Knocks as a show still sheds a light on how there's still some bright spots within showcasing his athletes and things like that. So talk to me about your experience within the Browns camp.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, doing the entire division was really unique. Like you said, first time we've ever done it. And not, you know, one person's going to win the division and the rest you kind of wait and see. Obviously, the Browns season didn't pan out how they had hoped, but, you know, that's our job, is to find that there's still guys who are working really hard every day and there's still a great team there who's just grinding at it. So, you know, they had three Pro Bowl players, Myles Garrett, Jerry Jeudy, Denzel Ward, and those guys I, you know, gravitated towards in terms of that they were still having really good seasons individually and, you know, showcasing their success and just finding the bright spots. Everybody knows how the NFL works. Not everybody's going to have a winning season, but guys are still working really hard along with the coaching staff and just trying to showcase that, you know, the results might have not been there, but the work was there every day.
Which season of Hard Knocks has challenged you the most when it comes to a logistics standpoint?
I would say the entire division, just because, you know, we always kept saying all season long we're making one movie in four cities for the first time ever, and we tried really hard to be very cohesive in, you know, matching shooting styles and storylines and different framing and things like that in the four cities. So, you know, logistically figuring out how to cover those divisional matchups, and we had some road trips in between and things like that. So I'd say the whole division was a new challenge. It was a great one because I think everybody really enjoyed that show, but we didn't have a blueprint for it. You know, it was the first time covering four teams at a time, and, you know, that came with challenges, but it came with a lot of highs with it as well.
I mean, since you've been inside a lot of these locker rooms and you kind of been around the league, from a reality TV standpoint, I mean, in my book, Hard Knocks is essentially reality TV, even though, you know, it's edited and things like that. But when the players, when you come to the players and say, hey, we're going to be following you around for the entire season or part of the season or your preseason camp, what is the relationship between the media crews and the NFL teams, and how has that evolved over the past couple seasons of Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I mean, relationships are everything. I think you nailed it with that word right there. We have to earn their trust, and we know that coming in, you know, it doesn't just get handed to you. We start over with every team we're with, and I think that starts with the head coach, the general manager, ownership, and trickles its way down. So, you know, we come, we meet with them early, we set expectations so there's no surprises, and then we ease into it. You know, we have a field of great people out here, from our directors to camera to audio, and everybody really does build that relationship. If it's with the players, the coaching staff, the equipment staff, it's really top down, the whole organization. So, you know, we start slow. We want to earn their trust. And I always feel like a week or so in, they realize, hey, they're just here to do their jobs too. And, you know, we end up having really strong bonds with these players and just the entire staff by the end of training camp.
One kind of player that I think stood out to me, I mean, this player, he might not be the best in the league at the quarterback position, but Jameis Winston, I mean, you got to love him. I mean, he's just a lovable guy. And you kind of leading the production team for Hard Knocks with the Browns at that time last season, you kind of got some one-on-one FaceTime with Winston and his family. Talk to me about what he is like in person.
He is a class act from top to bottom. I mean, I don't want to be biased because I have a lot of players I've worked with who are wonderful human beings, but he's one of those guys that you're grateful you got to work with him and got to know his family. I mean, it was, you know, a unique situation in Cleveland. He started, he was a backup. And it didn't matter if he was a starter that week or he was helping one of the young guys prepare for their chance. He was in there mentoring guys, first guy in the building, one of the last to leave. Just one of those people who puts the team above himself. And it was really neat to see his family, too, because you can see he teaches his sons that way. And they just, him, his wife and his kids just adore him, but also you can tell how much they just admire his work ethic. So one of those guys that NFL Films will be forever grateful that we got to, you know, feature his career.
There are a handful of teams that have yet to appear on HBO's Hard Knocks. Out of those teams, or maybe there's a team that you would love to revisit that you just really love following, what team would that be for you?
Well, I grew up in Green Bay, and the Packers have never been on Hard Knocks, so that's an easy answer for me. I would love for us to do the Packers eventually. I mean, their training camp traditions are as old school as they come, with, you know, players riding kids' bikes out to the fields and everything that entails Green Bay. So that's at the top of my list, and I think all my bosses at NFL Films know that, because every year I'm like, is it Green Bay's time yet? So yeah, that's my number one wish to come down the pipeline soon, hopefully.
I would buy in to that season of the Hard Knocks covering the Packers for sure. Well, thank you so much, Kaylee, for coming on the show. We appreciate your insights.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
For sure. All right, more BTS coming your way. We're going to the world of nutrition. Stay tuned.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now.
800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Innovative Wellness Center. And it's funny because wellness is exactly where we're going. Health, nutrition, and wellness. I want to welcome in somebody who has been in this business for a long time and is a CEO, I might add, Joe Oblas. Joe, welcome into BTS. How are you?
Doing well, Giovanna. How are you doing?
I am doing so good. Glad to have you on the show today, episode 20 of BTS. And I want to start with talking about you and your career. Give me the rundown. What is Joe all about when it comes to the health and the wellness space?
Well, it's the only thing I know, and actually have never made a resume in my career, nor have been ever been on a job interview, but we started our first company when we were 19 years old, and really been doing it ever since. And, you know, ProSups and sports nutrition are very kind of special to us. We've grown that company, sold it, and bought it back again.
Yes, and I want to start with that story right there, because you originally founded it back in 2012, then you left, and now you bought it back, like you just mentioned, and you're back at the helm of ProSups. Talk to me about that company specifically and what it's doing to kind of change how we consume and what it is in the health and wellness space.
Well, you know, when we started the company, we really built it because, you know, we all love to, you know, take care of ourselves and train and so on. So we create a lot of our products because we wanted to take them. And, you know, fast forward, we sold the company after the first 4 years. We were one of the fastest growing brands ever, and we sold it to private equity back in 2016. And, you know, it didn't go well for them. They really mismanaged during COVID and just kind of created an opportunity. So they reached out to me in January of 23, asked me to come back and run it. And, you know, it was kind of like once you're a baby, you get an opportunity to go back and, you know, help continue raising it, because it's like you went away for a while. And then anyway, I came back and, really I just had to, we had to fix virtually everything within the business. And, it's nice now that we're starting to see kind of the fruits of the labors. We just launched in Costco about 2 weeks ago, which is, you know, really exciting, because we're bringing a product that for a long time, it's got a very low household penetration, and the product's a pre-workout, something, or we'd love to call it a pre-activity. But, you know, seeing the Costco consumers get a chance to try products that really can benefit them in their life, but also, you know, they would never try that product. They're not going to walk into a GNC or a Vitamin Shoppe store or, you know, a supplement store to buy, you know, sports nutrition products. But when we have sample tables there and they're doing, you know, demos in the clubs, people are trying it from all walks of life. And they're like, man, this tastes amazing. And it delivers creatine and delivers a lot of other beneficial ingredients that, frankly, energy drinks just don't do. So it's been exciting. And the numbers have been very impressive. We're actually this month going to be as large as we were when we sold the company, coming back from the fact when I rejoined, we were half the size.
Wow. I mean, that's a big jump, and dare I say some big gains in itself. And I want to talk about leadership, but before I get into the leadership conversation, when it comes to you specifically, I want to dive back into ProSups as a company and ask you, what are the best-selling or some of your highest effective products within the ProSups brand currently?
Well, by far and away, Mr. Hyde is the number one product we have, and you know, followed by Dr. Jekyll, which, of course, the old Robert Louis Stevenson book. When we first launched the products back in 2012, we had a bunch of us sitting in a room trying to come up with names for a product that had stimulants in it and a product that didn't. And one of our sales guys actually came up with Jekyll and Hyde, and everyone looked at him and said, wow. But it's probably the most unique name of a product in the space. But, you know, we have a full line. We have proteins, amino acids, hydration products, and things like that. But by far and away, we're known as more of a pre-workout company.
Got you. I mean, let's tie this conversation into some modern day sports, shall we? If you could compare your leadership style to a sports show, a sports coach, it doesn't have to be current. It can be a coach that's not coaching anymore. Who would it be and why?
Now, that's a fantastic question. You know, I'm a baseball guy and our family, you know, I raised baseball players and I've coached baseball for, you know, I coached for over 15 years. And really, I mean, gosh, there's so many. I mean, you know, Joe Torre comes to mind. I'm a New York Yankees fan. And, you know, I really love Joe Torre's style, just much more. He was a player's coach, but also still had that toughness to him. Joe Girardi, another one, was, I think, did a really good job. There's a lot of great ones out there. I mean, I've read the books of, you know, Phil Jackson and Greg Popovich that are pretty impactful. And frankly, the lessons of professional sports or even college sports for that matter translate directly over to business and vice versa. So it's kind of always helped me. And I don't think a day goes by I don't use some type of baseball analogy in some form or fashion.
I completely agree. I mean, when I've talked to athletes previously on this show, they almost all of them speak on the fact that playing competitive sports and at that high level and being a part of a team really helps them and sets them up for success when they, you know, retire from the NFL or the NHL or whatever sport they're playing, and they go in and they go on to be entrepreneurs or they go in on to be CEOs or whatever and so forth. And it's interesting because you're essentially managing two brands at the same time. Mm-hmm. How do you balance your playbook, if you will, for each while still aiming for growth and aiming to achieve higher things and getting Proceps back to where it was when you first bought it?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit like if you tried to manage a baseball team and a football team at the same time. But I would say that, you know, Proceps and Groove are so completely different. You know, Groove is a lifestyle brand. Everything is 100% all natural, which does, you know, pose challenges to making, you know, functional products, but I think we did a really good job with them. I've got a great team and, you know, folks that I've worked with for a very long time that we kind of have gone from place to place. And, you know, and then the legacy Proceps employees have been there so long that, you know, the average tenure is over 10 years. So they really know what they're doing. So I'm much more of a player's coach, where I like to focus on, you know, you hire people smarter than yourself to, you know, do their role and try to let them do it. But at the same time, you're there as a coach, as a, you know, a motivator and trying to, you know, drive them to the, you know, to get where they need to go. But sometimes you just have to do it differently. And that's one thing sports teaches you. And I'm sure most professional coaches will say the same thing. You can't coach everybody the same way. Now, there's certain players you could, you know, have a very, you know, stern heart-to-heart talk with them, and they're going to respond. And then there's some you got to be really, really light on them, or they go into a shell. And, you know, that, I think, is the skill set that when you look at a lot of the pro sports teams, a player's coach, when they do really well, is they have that ability to change. A lot of the old-school coaches were, it's my way or the highway, and frankly, with a lot of these brands and frankly with employees, that doesn't work, but that's just my opinion on it.
You know, I would agree with you right there when it comes to player coaches, and we've talked about this subject a lot on this show before. Kind of players are essentially coaching the coaches, which is a little backwards when it comes to some of the divas, if you will, around the sports world. But talking specifically about you, being a player's coach, being a player's leader when it comes to your employees and things like that, have you ever worked with professional athletes or teams to kind of test and refine your products, or maybe it's an individual? And if you have, well, what were some of those stories?
Well, there's a ton. That's one nice thing about our business, is that we get to, you know, meet a lot of athletes, celebrities, and so on, and realize that they're just like us. We're all the same. Early on in his career, I used to get calls from Aaron Judge all the time. And he would, would be wanting to know about particular ingredients and is this okay for him to take and so on. And I've been friends with his agent for a long time. And when he was coming up, he's like, hey, Aaron would like to talk to you and would love to, you know, pick your brain on this supplement versus that supplement. And I frankly, I enjoyed it. And by the way, being a Yankee fan, of course I would, you know, he's just amazing. He's a great kid as well. And seeing how he's blossomed already in his career and just kind of that, he's got that little bit like the Derek Jeter mentality a bit where he's leading with his actions much more than his voice. So, Aaron Judge is one. I got to spend a lot of time with Justin Herbert. Another great guy, just absolutely, it's incredible when you see how, I mean, I've done his golf tournament like 4 years in a row, and to see how he was raised and his family and how involved they are and the fact that he went and got back to get his degree in biology, is very impressive at Oregon. But Justin Herbert's a great one. Taylor Fritz, tennis player, you know, top U.S. tennis player, on the male side, and just another great one as well. And you love to see them when they're fans of the products, but we've also supplied products for probably 30 or 40 NCAA programs and, I don't know, 20, 25 professional sports teams as well. So it's always neat to see that, and you love seeing them use your product, but everyone always looks at it as it's an opportunity to market, and frankly for us, it's not. I actually enjoy it just to, you know, help them with their supplementation, no different than, you know, a lot of their strength coaches do inside their organizations.
Right. Well, that's amazing. I mean, Justin Herbert, Aaron Judge, wow. Well, thank you so much, Joe, for your insights. I appreciate you taking time to come on the show. We talk to you later.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Giovanna.
All right. Joe Obloss, Pro Supps, find him in Costco. We're coming back more with BTS right after this.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. American.
responsibly.
Back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This conversation, I am looking forward to. I want to welcome in Mr. Two Locks. How are you?
How you doing? I'm doing good today. You know, I'm calling in from New York. We got a thunderstorm up here, but, you know, we still getting to it.
You're in New York? I didn't know you were in New York. What are you doing in New York?
I'm just up here, just chilling, relaxing, that's all. Connecting, you know.
Just chilling. Just chilling, relaxing. Well, you might have to pause your relaxation for a couple minutes because we got to talk some fantasy.
Yes,
I mean, fantasy is coming down. I'm already in four leagues. I'm probably going to be in about eight this year. Don't ask me how I got to this point, but I've already drafted in four of the leagues. And I'm curious because I have a couple questions that I've been eyeing around the league, but I want to start right here because this is an interesting topic. Obviously, Travis Hunter, he's with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and somebody asked, should Travis be scored differently in fantasy leagues because he has the potential of playing at both wide receiver and DB? What are your thoughts on that?
As far as his fantasy production?
I mean, should he be scored differently in his fantasy production if he's going to be playing both sides?
Yeah, because in fantasy football is mostly about offensive output. And if he's playing a lot on defense, who knows if he's going to have the same energy to contribute on offense. So I think it's definitely cautious to be drafting Travis Hunter in fantasy playoffs, at least not too early. Because you just don't know what you're going to get. So that's my take on Travis Hunter. Can he be great? Yes. Am I sure? No.
I mean, I would have to agree with you right there. I mean, his production on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, we saw him in this preseason game. And he didn't do terrible. I think he had like two receptions or something like that. Obviously, you know, quarterback chemistry, they're still working that out. Wasn't terrible. But if the Jaguars' end goal is to have him play both sides of the ball, for fantasy managers out there, that's, in my opinion, a detriment to your team when you can go snag other guys who are probably going to be in those late rounds where Travis is going to fall and they're going to put up more production than he is. But on the flip side of the coin, he could also shock everybody. I mean, he could literally go off and get some interceptions and lock some people down like a seatbelt on the defensive side of the ball. But we have to see. Okay. Number one pick. If you have the number one spot, who is your number one pick this year?
Ooh, number one pick? Ah, that's tough. You know, back then it used to be like Christian McCaffrey or Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson. I say based off last year, the first pick would have to be Saquon Barkley. And if not Saquon Barkley, I do like Bijan Robinson as a long shot, you know, maybe like someone you can maybe take at number one.
You know what? Saquon
Barkley.
Saquon's interesting, and I don't want to jinx him.
Injury,
he has
right?
a lot against, bro. He has a lot of things against him right now. Madden cover, coming off of an amazing high production season.
Right.
He's scary to me. I'm not going to say if he falls, like if the number one and number two pick are Ja'Marr Chase and Bijan, and he's at number three, am I probably going to get him? Yes. But if I have the number one pick, I'm going with probably Ja'Marr Chase, or I'm taking Bijan.
Okay.
Because Bijan.
Yeah, I like Bijan.
He's gonna be nasty this year. And I honestly might take him at the number one because I think there's a bigger pool of decently good receivers than there is a pool of decently good running backs. So if I can get my running backs off the list early and then maybe go snag Jaden a little high, that's going against everything I believe. Drafting a quarterback in like the third or fourth round is insane to me. Even the first, second round is insane to me. But it is what it is. I'm probably going to do it for Lamar or Jaden Daniels.
I was going to say that. Yep. Either Lamar or Jaden Daniels.
I mean,
you know what? I like Bijan as your first pick. Jamar Chase, I just don't like it as the number one because he can't run the ball in, you know what I'm saying? So, but I love Bijan. I'm with you on that one, G.
Yeah, Bijan's going to be nasty. What are some other running backs are you eyeing from a fantasy perspective?
Fantasy perspective, I like Kenneth Walker for Seattle. I like Kyren Williams from the Rams. He had a monster year last year. And James Cook just got re-signed. I like James Cook because he's a great red zone weapon.
I so would 1,000% agree with the James Cook. I mean, James Cook, he's going decently low. And I'm like, he has essentially no competition. If you can get him late, I think that's a phenomenal pickup.
Yep, and I didn't want to give you the usual picks like Derrick Henry, Chris McCaffrey. Everybody knows about them. But, like, you know, some of the mid-tier guys that could possibly explode, I definitely like James Cook, Kyren Williams, and some others.
I'm also eyeing Chase Brown this year. I mean, he's coming off a really good year with the Bengals.
Yes.
I mean, I love Chase Brown. He is one of those guys, like, I think in a couple of years he's going to be one of the top-notch running backs if, you know, God forbid, knock on wood, he doesn't get hurt. I'm eyeing him for sure. It's interesting with CMC because a lot of people are shying away from him this year. He's still projected to go in the first round. I think a lot of people are still going to snag him in the first round. Yeah. But I've been in some leagues where I've seen him go in rounds 2 and 3. What are your thoughts on CMC's production this year? Is it going to be old CMC? I mean, I don't think we can ever get back to old CMC. But, I mean, the man went overseas and got pretty much a whole new body. I mean, he's expected to have a decently good year, right?
That's a fact. That's a fact. I don't like 49ers this year, to be honest, and I don't like CMC. It's not too many people that come back from that injury pretty good, you know. I only know one running back that came back real good after the injury, and that's Adrian Peterson. No one else has been able to do it. So, I mean, I don't know if he's going to have that same explosiveness. I'm selling high on McCaffrey and the 49ers. I don't even think the 49ers make the playoffs this year, to be honest.
You know, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs either. I mean, the only person I have any faith in on that team is George Kittle. Yes, I will be drafting him at the tight end position on my fantasy team. He's on a couple of them already. George Kittle's their only saving grace. And hopefully CMC. But this 49ers team, I mean, gosh. Prayers up. Prayers up for the 49ers for sure.
Prayers.
Let's talk about wide receivers. What are we thinking at the wide receiver position? Obviously, we talked about Jamar Chase a little bit. You have Justin Jefferson. We got CeeDee Lamb. One person I'm expecting to have a big year because the Packers do not have a true wide receiver one, and they've already talked about the rookie Matthew Golden playing. I'm hyped for him. What are some other receivers that you're excited to see this year, again, from a fantasy perspective?
From a fan perspective, I love Drake London this year. You look at last year, at the end of the year, Michael Penix Jr. was loving him some Drake London. I even like Kyle Pitts to finally assert himself. I love Drake London. I like Malik Nabers. Even though he don't have a great quarterback, that young man just got good energy for New York. Oh, and I can't forget about the Cowboys might have the best duo in CD and George Pickens this year. Might be better than A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, Tyreek Hill and Waddle. We'll see. But I love CD and George Pickens and Drake London.
First of all, A.J. and Devontae, I don't want to talk about them. I mean, I would not put them. I mean, I had Devonta on my fantasy last year, and he let me down, to say the least. Yes, Jalen yes. Waddle and Tyreek Hill, definitely one of the best wide receiver duos we've seen currently, but now not so much. So I might have to agree with you there when it comes to the duo standpoint with CD and George. I'm really hoping they pull it out, being, you know, Dallas girl through and through. Come on, I don't need us to let us down. Jerry got to figure out the Micah situation. James Cook just got signed. Yes. But I don't feel bad, because if Terry gets signed before Micah gets signed, I would be okay, but then I would be concerned. I think it's going to be all the way up until probably the first week of real football, outside of the preseason, until Micah gets signed. But we've been doing this. I mean, I saw a post Cowboys posted, famous holdouts from the Cowboys, and almost every single name player that we've had on this Cowboys team has done a holdout or a hold in and has been waiting to get paid. So that's interesting. And other news, let's talk about what you are building at Sports Yard TV. Give me the rundown, because I know we have a lot of shows kicking off come college and NFL season. Let's talk about that. Let's give them a shout out quickly.
Yes. Okay. All right. We got Gambler's Paradise. It's the best football betting show on it, YouTube. We go live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We got the Mafia coming back. Hopefully you can be a part of that. And then, I wish. And then that's a hot take show. Talks about NBA, NFL, and boxing. And then we have Off the Cuff coming back, which is our unfiltered show. So we got three live shows coming to the network. I'm excited. Everybody could go follow Sports Yard Network on YouTube.
I love it. And I think similar to – and it's – let me start here. It's really beautiful, because in this landscape of sports shows and media, I have come across a lot of people that are really high up and that are working for the ESPNs, or that are on your TV screens or on your phone streaming, and they simply just don't respond because they feel like they don't need to. But when you get in the weeds and you find other people that have a little bit of a smaller platform but are still creating things that can lead up to some phenomenal content and some phenomenal takes when it comes to the sports industry, that's where you find your community. And that's exactly why I am so privileged and glad that, you know, I get to showcase other networks, other shows on this show, like Mr. Two Locks himself and Sports Yard TV. I'm really excited for this new season of all the shows you have coming on the network. Again, really quick, how can we find you? How can we follow? How can we engage?
Yeah, Sports Yard TV on Instagram, Sports Yard TV on LinkedIn, Sports Yard TV on YouTube, Sports Yard TV everywhere, baby. Just type in Sports Yard TV, baby.
I love it. Well, we have a couple of more seconds. I want to ask you, how many fantasy leagues are you in this year?
Ah, man, I try to cap it off at 4. 8 is a lot, because 4 is to get the waiver wires, you forget the free agents and everything. So I'm going to try to do just 4 this year.
There we go. Just 4 for Mr. Two Locks himself doing fantasy. We might have to do a little mock draft for social media. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I'm down. If you want to be a part, you want to do it?
Let's do it. Well, thank you so much for joining us on our show today. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Have a good day.
All right. Up next, we wrap up the show. Episode 20 of BTS right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Well, unfortunately, this show is coming to a close. I mean, this was a fun one, guys. I am hyped up, not only on fantasy, but our two guests that joined us previously. Speaking of fantasy, I have to tell y'all, probably my top team right now, I think I'm going to win this league. I have Jaden Daniels at quarterback, Josh Jacobs as running back, Bijan at running back as well. I think he was my first pick. I think I drafted third in this draft. Then I have Davante Adams at wide receiver, Zay Flowers, George Kittle at tight end, George Pickens in my flex currently. That might change. I got the Steelers defense and McLaughlin at kicker. On my bench, I have Jordan Addison. Yes, he's suspended, but when he comes back, I think he's going to be really nasty for Lamar and that Baltimore Ravens, or sorry, not Lamar, that Vikings defense. Then, speaking of Lamar, I have Rashad Bateman, Tank Bigsby, Quinshon Judkins, J.J. McCarthy. I had to get another quarterback just for those bye weeks. Ricky Pearsall and Tyrone Tracy Jr. This fantasy team is nasty. I'm excited. It's probably the only really team I'm really hyped for going into this fantasy season. Well, be sure to tune in next week for yet another exciting episode and even more incredible guests and insights from the world of sports. Don't forget, go on Instagram right now, type in Behind the Sports Show, smash that follow button. You can find tons of content that I'm posting. I'll probably post some fantasy content on there and throughout this season as well. There you can keep up with me and all things we have going on at BTS. So make sure you go on Instagram. Again, Behind the Sports Show. Click that follow button and we'll be right there. We'll be back right here next Wednesday, same time, same place. Big thank you to all of our guests. I am Giovanna Scroggins. This has been episode 20 of the Behind the Sports Show, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Keep supporting, keep celebrating, and keep being curious about what happens behind the sport.